Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Thursday, June 25th, early in the morning. We are recording this right now on Wednesday as stocks are down. Finally, I guess, a day after the NASDAQ composite hit a new all-time high, we see a bit of a sell-off. And as you wake up this morning, stretch out, get your feet underneath you, get a little grounded, and know that we're going to have another weekly jobless claims report. There'll be, I'm guessing, a million, 1.2, 1.3 million new folks who apply for unemployment benefits. There'll be 20 million people who are already claiming. So it's not going to be a great report, but hopefully the numbers do start to go down a little more dramatically as we get through June. That said, it is the time that we answer your questions. If you have a financial question, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. Janine writes, okay, Jill, I don't know if you've ever had this question before. I have a rental house and I have a 30-year fixed rate on it. 5.75%, it will be paid off in 19 years. I have a dear friend who lives in the house and I charge him well under what my mortgage payment is. I don't think I'll ever sell the house from underneath him because I just wouldn't do that. I've come into some money. I owe $130,000 on the house and I could pay it off now. Another option would be to do a cash out refinance, take some of the money out of my house and invest it. What do you think would be best? I need more information. However, I'm going to give you a caveat, Janine. If you have this 30-year mortgage and you could pay it off right this second, and essentially this 5.75% loan, it is hard to imagine over the next 19 years that you could get a guaranteed 5.75% return. So I don't think it's the worst idea in the world, but I don't know if you need the cash. I don't know if you should be actually using this money to beef up your non-retirement assets, or if you should use this money for something else going on. So I just want you to be careful and try to take a sober view at what your current situation is. If you have plenty of cash on hand, if you've got an adequate emergency reserve fund, if everything looks good, then maybe I would pay it off. A lot of people might find that weird, but oftentimes I think that a guaranteed return, that's what 5.75% mortgage will give you, is a pretty sweet deal, okay? Linda writes, I enjoy your podcast. Thanks for the advice, especially in this uncertain time. I have two questions. My husband and I both contribute the max into our 401ks, and we've got 12 months of an emergency reserve. No kids. That's great. Wow. Okay. Linda goes on to write, we are also landlords. We've got two mortgages, same interest rate, 4%. One is a 15-year loan. The other is a 30-year loan. With a similar balance, should we pay down the 30-year loan first and or hold our cash and wait for the stock market to drop? Currently, we've got 40% in equity, 60% cash and bonds in a taxable account. Many experts predict the stock market will have a low return in the near future. I'm wondering if paying down a mortgage is the way to go. Thanks for your thoughts. Linda, no for the market timing, okay? I don't know if this taxable account always was a 40-60 account or whether you're messing around with the allocation now, but if you are 40% stocks and 60% cash and bonds, then I don't think you should be moving it around. And I'm not sure you should actually be paying down these mortgages right now either. I need to know the actual dollar amounts. I need to know how much money's in your 401k, how old you are, when you need to access this money. Do you plan to keep these two homes? I need to know more. So Linda, send me a follow-up. I promise I will answer your question, but I'm not trying to evade you. It's just that I need more information.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Okay, John writes, oh no. This is a subject line, permanently laid off from job during COVID. Yeesh. Okay. John says, I'm 63 years old. I'll be 64 in August. My full retirement age is 66 and 4 months. I was laid off in May. My salary was $86,000. My wife is still working. She's 60 years old. Her salary is $60,000. She's contributing 30% to her 401k. Here's what we have in retirement savings. 401k, $430,000. Annuity, $220,000. Roth IRA, $67,000. Savings, $3,000. Once my severance and vacation money are gone, which will happen on July 31st, I can collect $740 per week of unemployment. I have two car payments, $558 and $379 per month. This should last about 5 years. I have a house payment of $1,265 per month on a 3.5% 30-year fixed loan. 20 years are left. I owe $3,200 on a credit card with 0% interest until October. I'm concerned that if I can't find comparable work, what I need to do to make it for the next 2.5 years without drawing from retirement and starting to collect Social Security. Okay, a couple of things to think about. I don't know if that 401k that you have is a 401k from your job or her job. So that's number one. I'm wondering if it's your 401k, here's something to think about. Should you take some money out of this 401k right now? You are 63, so there's no 10% early distribution, which by the way, there wouldn't be anyway because of COVID, but you could pull the money out and be able to spread your tax over the next 3 years. That's something that's interesting. Maybe you should be doing that. Since you are impacted by COVID, that may be a very smart thing to do. Also, what we need to figure out, is that annuity a non-qualified annuity or a qualified annuity? In other words, is that an annuity that's outside of a retirement account or inside of a retirement account? I'm thinking that either you can tap some 401k money, also you could tap that annuity. Maybe it's time to annuitize that annuity. And maybe that's what's going to get you to where you need to go in terms of your Social Security. I guess the other part of this is to really drill down and figure out what you need to live on. In other words, if your wife has this job of 60 grand, she may have to cut back on her 401k contribution. You might need to live on that money for a little bit longer. It's hard to do this just without a lot of information, but let's follow up, see if we can get more. Okay, Eric wants to improve his credit score to purchase a new vehicle. How to do this. Okay. To improve your credit score, the easiest thing to do is to actually pay your bills on time. That's the number one most important way that you will improve your credit score. Don't close any accounts. Do make sure you don't miss a payment. Do be sure that you don't apply for new credit unless you really need it. And it'll take some time, but paying your bills on time is big. Not opening too many accounts is big. Having different kinds of loans that you pay back, also very good. All of these things are really important components of improving your credit score. Okay, Gary writes, in regards to your June 22 comment about ignoring proxy statements, I like to tilt at the windmill of excessive salaries by voting against directors on compensation committees and against executive compensation proposals. Good for you. I mean, that's great. You can try. You're right. It is certainly not going to make a huge difference. All right, Mark, where's that other, where's my email about the person who said I spoke too fast? Okay, so now I'm going to just tell you that a couple of days ago, I was doing so many things at once that one of you wrote in and said that I read the questions too quickly. I apologize. I probably did. I'm so sorry. It ain't perfect every day here in Jill on Money Land. So I appreciate the comment. I'm trying to go at the appropriate pace. But you're right. If I go too fast, not every show is the best show. The show does always go on, however. So thank you. And I will make sure that I pace myself a little bit better. Someday, when Mark actually decides he wants to go on the air with me, he will read the questions so I can take a break. Yes. And at that point, Mark says maybe his son will be the one who reads them, which could be excellent. I would be happy for that. And maybe he'll read them in two languages, Mark. That would be fantastic. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening today. If you have a financial question, of course, you can email us, askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. And go to our website, to jillonmoney.com, that website where you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. And hopefully you can pass this show along to as many people as you can. We are building our audience. We are trying to get our downloads. I want 1 million downloads a month. That's what I really want. I'm not going to be like one of these podcasts with 1 million a day, but 1 million a month, that's in our reach with your help. And I want to get there. So help us out. And don't forget, if you have a moment, to please leave a rating or a review. If you have a moment, that's it. Spare change for you guys, just a little bit of time. And we do appreciate it. Don't forget to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain that physical distancing, and do try to do something nice for somebody. Put your hands on someone's back. Lift somebody up. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.